I remember many decades ago when our church had a horrendous, heartbreaking split. The vision is disastrous, and lives were ruined through that church split. And even division that is at a minor level, I mean, that was at a huge level, and people's lives were trashed through that whole process. But division, even at a minor level, just creates friction. It creates obstacles. It creates barriers to growth and to health. Unity, on the other hand, helps people flourish. People feel alive. They feel emotionally strengthened. They feel spiritually alive when there's alignment and when there's unity together in the cause of Christ. Hi, I'm John Finkelde from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to this Build a Leadership Pipeline series, where we're looking at how to build a healthy leadership pipeline. I want to give you a lesson today that will help you create unity and alignment in your team, which will cause it to flourish. I'm going to show you a simple step you can take that will create clarity and connection amongst your team. And lastly, I'm going to give you a simple task, a bit of a simple challenge. Now, it's not a big one, relax, to complete, just a simple little challenge. Last episode, we talked about the importance of one-on-one meetings between a pastor and a department leader. And I called it the most neglected church meeting that goes around. Well, here's another neglected church meeting, maybe not as neglected as the last one, but it's still up there in the neglected church meeting premiership table of church meetings. I think every couple of months, a pastor should lead a team meeting. And you can call it whatever you like, an operations team meeting, a team meeting, a pastoral team meeting, depends what your team is, but it should consist of your children's director, your worship director, your youth director, small groups director, new people's director, your serving director, all the key people in your team who lead a department team leaders meeting, if you like. That sounds like a mouthful. I just prefer operations team or team meeting. But to get them together every couple of months in the same room. And in a future episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do in those meetings. But today, I just want to inspire you about these meetings. When I was pastoring, I pastored for 30 years in our church. These were meetings that I just loved. And we had a larger church, so we had a team of people who are part-time, full-time on staff. So we would have these meetings very regularly. Now, I think in your more normative size church, I would encourage pastors to get these team meetings together at least every 2 months, where you can gather with people. You may want to put it on a Sunday lunch so people are not coming out again to another meeting. You may want to do it sometimes on Zoom, where you get people online together. I think that's not ideal, but you know, maybe that's the sort of thing you have to do, especially in large cities where traffic is difficult. I would consider the Sunday lunch option or the Zoom option as a healthy option, but I wouldn't conduct all these meetings online. I would have them in a place where you can kind of connect and relate and get on and hear each other and just create alignment. These people in your church, these people are carrying the load. They're carrying the burden of your church. Think of your worship director, your new people's director, your hospitality director, your children's director, your small groups director. These people are carrying the heart of the church. They love the church. And I, in all my years of consulting, I've been consulting a long time with churches, I'm still shocked that pastors actually don't gather these people together to encourage them, to support them, to strengthen them. Now, in an episode, a couple episodes away, I'll show you a precise agenda of what you can go through in these meetings. But let's have a look at what these meetings actually create. Number one, they develop unity. And unity works against division. When people are away from each other, they can think things about each other that aren't true. Their minds can kind of explode with all sorts of crazy things about what someone's thinking, what someone's saying behind their back. When you get people together, that tends to melt away, and there's a sense of unity. You also create alignment because you're talking about the goals of the church, the mission of the church. You're bringing Jesus into the center of your meetings. You're praying together. There's all things going on that are just create the sense of, hey, we're one team. You might be working with the children. I might be working with the worship crew. You might be with the hospitality team. You might be with the men's ministry. But hey, we are one team for the cause of Christ in our great church. Of course, gatherings like this, another great reason to have them is they improve communication channels. And you can kind of clear out any confusion about any event that's coming up or an announcement that's been made. And I used to use these meetings specifically before big announcements in our church to tell our team, hey, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. And this is how we're doing it. And I give a full-blown explanation to our team of, hey, all those things we've been talking about, this is where we've landed with our church eldership, with our church board. This is the direction we're going. And you get everyone on the same page, reading the same documentation, answering questions, going through it. Your whole communication channel is improved at that high level of leadership. So important. Rick Warren says people are down on what they're not up on. So if you keep their level of communication high, people are less likely to get upset with you. The relational side is another big reason to have these meetings, because when you get together and you eat and drink and you laugh and share things that are going on in your world, in your life, someone has a birthday, you celebrate that. Someone gets married, you celebrate that, or has a child, anniversary. You're just building this sense of cohesion, this sense of love. I mean, the bottom line of our leadership life together is loving one another, is caring for one another. And discipleship of the church is going to be tough work. But if you're hanging around people who are like you, are committed to the cause of Christ like you, there's a sense of health and vibrancy in our relationships. I think another key reason, and I'll finish with this one, is it allows you as a pastor to actually renew values in the hearts and the lives of your key leaders. To actually sit around and say, hey, let's talk about a couple of our key values tonight. One of our key values is that we walk with Jesus every single day. I want to talk to you how I walk with Jesus. And you can share about your own personal life of prayer and the scriptures and how you listen to the scriptures. And some pastors just love to listen rather than read. That's fine. And you can share, this is how I walk with the Lord. Let's have some conversation around this right now about this key value in our church. And so it gives you a chance to warm up values that you want to do. Okay, here's the simple challenge for you from this episode. I want you to book one of these meetings. Now, in a couple of episodes, I'm going to give you a structure, an agenda that you can work off as a base to start from. You can adjust it however you like. But if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Grab that episode that's coming down the pipeline to you to help you build a healthy leadership pipeline in your church. But I'm going to tell you what you should have in that meeting. But here's the simple challenge for you. I want you to book one of these meetings. Maybe make it in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. If you don't do this regularly, I want you to book one of those meetings into your calendar, into your diary, and then listen to the episode of what to include, and then send a real sparking invite to that meeting, to those leads. Give them a reason to attend. Don't just tell them, hey, we're having a meeting, look forward to seeing you. Now, that's boring. Make it interesting. Get onto AI. Find some interesting language, some interesting spark. Develop a bit of a curiosity. Do a bit of, dare I say it, clickbait in your invite. Kind of make people go, ooh, I'm looking forward to that. What you're going to share in the meeting, or something that you're going to do, or you may kind of bribe them with a bit of food. I don't know what you do, but I want you to book this meeting into your calendar. Now, you may have run these meetings in the past, but they've kind of got lost and neglected there. Got weeds and rubble over them. Clear the weeds and the rubble off and reboot them again. If you already have these meetings running regularly and say, John, I could even do this episode better than you because our meetings rock. Well done. Brilliant. I love the fact that you're running those meetings, but you may still learn a thing in a couple of episodes' time about how you can even make those meetings go even better. God bless you. Look forward to the next episode with you and building a leadership pipeline.